April 7th, 1899. Louisa refreshes Jesus. He says to her, "I want to make of you an object of my satisfactions." He continues in the same state, but this morning especially, it was most bitter for me. I had almost lost the hope that Jesus would come. Oh, how many tears I had to shed. It was the very last hour, and Jesus was still not coming. Oh God, what to do? My heart was in such a strong pain, and in continuous throbbing, but so strongly that I felt a mortal agony. In my interior I said to him, "My good Jesus, don't you yourself see that I feel life missing in me? Tell me at least, how can one be without you? How can one live? Though I am ungrateful at so many graces, yet I love you. Since I offer you this most bitter pain of your absence to repair for my ingratitude. But come, have patience, Jesus. You are so good. Don't make me wait any longer. Come. Ah, don't you yourself know what a cruel tyrant love is, that you don't have compassion for me?" While I was in this state, so painful, Jesus came and all compassion told me, "I have come now. Do not cry any more. Come to me." In one instant, I found myself outside of myself, together with him. And I looked at him, but with such fear that I might lose him again, the tears would pour in large streams from my eyes. Jesus continued, telling me, "No, do not cry any more. Take a look at how I am suffering. Look at my head. The thorns have penetrated so deep inside that they no longer appear outside. Do you see how many gushes and blood cover my body? Come close to me. Give me a refreshment." By occupying myself with the pains of Jesus, I forgot a little bit about my own. And so I started from his head. Oh, how harrowing it was to see those thorns so sunken into his flesh that one could hardly pull them out. While I was doing this, Jesus would lament, so great was the pain he suffered. After I pulled that crown of thorns off, all broken, I put it together again. And knowing that the greatest pleasure one can give Jesus is to suffer for him, I took it and drove it onto my head. Then he had me kiss his wounds one by one. And in some of the wounds, he wanted me to suckle the blood. I was trying to do everything he wanted, but in mute silence, when the Most Holy Virgin came and told me, "Ask Jesus what he wants to make of you." I would not dare, but Mama encouraged me to do it. To make her content, I drew my lips close to the ear of Jesus, and in a whisper I said to him, "What do you want to make of me?" And he answered, "I want to make of you an object of my satisfactions." And in the very act of saying these words, he disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.